The Gauteng provincial government owes the city of Joburg almost 260 million of unpaid rates and has 30 days to hand over the money, Mayor Herman Mashaba revealed this week. He said he would write to Gauteng Premier David Makura, giving his government 30 days to either pay the money or enter into an acceptable repayment agreement with the city, as any other defaulting resident is expected to do. The mayor also announced today that the awarding of tenders in Joburg will soon be transparent and open to the public scrutiny. His spokesman is Tony Taverna Turisan. Tony, good afternoon to you and welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Yusuf, and good afternoon to all your listeners.
Thank you for joining us. What is the original agreement between city and the provincial government with regards to the payment of rates?
Yusuf, the provincial government, as in any entity or resident, is expected to pay the rates and services on a month-to-month basis. There is no original agreement other than that. If the province struggles to pay those rates to the city, they are given the option to try and enter an acceptable repayment agreement with the city, in which case they can work out together what would be reasonable and how it can be paid over a period of time.
Yes, so that gives us clarity on what is at the core of this. Which departments are owing the money to the city, and for how long has the money been outstanding?
Yeah, okay, Yusuf, there are three specific departments that are faulting. The worst is the Department of Infrastructure and Development, which is currently owing the city 161 million rand in outstanding rates. The Department of Human Settlements, 39 million rand, and the Department of Health, 59 million rand. We do not have an exact time period for which it has been owing, but given the size of this amount of money that's owed to the city, it's without question that this has been able to build up over a period of time.
The provincial government has been given a deadline of 30 days to pay. Have you had any response or repayment since the demand was made?
Okay, at this stage, Yusuf, we noticed that the Premier Makura has acknowledged receipt of a letter from the mayor, and he has made statements about the Gauteng province and these departments in question will be going about making these payments. We're yet to hear anything official, and obviously, as was stated by the mayor, we are more than open to enter into negotiations for an acceptable repayment agreement, noting that this is a large amount of money that is owed. And if we look at specific departments such as health could cover provincial hospitals as well. There's no way that the mayor is going to cut services on hospitals, which at the end of the day negatively impacts the residents of the city. At the same time, the mayor needs to be steadfast in his approach of ensuring that this money is collected. This is money owed to the city of Joburg, which essentially means that it's money owed to the residents of the city. This money goes towards the development of infrastructure and the provision of services to the people of the city. And there's no doubt that 260 million rand can go a long way to helping with that.
Absolutely. The mayor has also stopped a bicycle lane project worth 70 million from going ahead last week. Why was this decision made?
Correct, Yusuf. Yusuf, the mayor has said clearly he needs to put his priorities straight. The one thing we've seen is that the previous administration was very much about style over substance. You know, lots of glory projects that don't really have as much of an impact on the people on the ground. I would ask any of your listeners to go to Sandton in the early morning in rush hours and please try and count the number of people on bicycles riding past. We need to look at what are the serious focuses of the city. And the mayor has said that every road in the city needs to be tarred before we can think about building these bicycle lanes.
Yes, so that being put into perspective, then most Johannesburg residents are in the same boat than the provincial government, as the city has been struggling with the billing chaos for years. Are the wider issues with regards to the city's billing issues going to be addressed as well?
Definitely, Yusuf. The mayor takes the billing crisis in the city very, very seriously. You know, the residents have been plagued for decades, having to go to hell and back trying to sort out legitimate queries with their billing concerns. We have to sort this out. The city has owed in excess of 16 billion rand for rates and services. And this is not only the fault of residents. So during his inauguration speech last week, the mayor announced that he wants to set up a billing indaba very soon. There are going to be three central pillars to this billing indaba. Firstly, we need to produce an accurate and vigilant list to protect our poorest residents in our city and ensure they have access to free services. Currently, we have people that are unable to pay services, but they are expected to pay. They're receiving these, and then they threaten to have their services cut. We cannot have that, so we need an accurate and vigilant list. Secondly, we need to introduce measures to improve the revenue collection in our city, because there are far too many people who can afford to pay but are currently failing to do so as a result of either flaws in the billing system, outdated account details, or simply because they're ignoring their bills. By increasing our revenue collection, and like I said earlier, Yusuf, it will allow us to put this money to improve infrastructure and service delivery, especially to our poorest communities who need it most. And finally, the third pillar of this is that we need to review the current mechanisms and introduce new mechanisms for the processing and resolving of billing complaints. Like I said, our communities are struggling so much when they try and lodge a complaint with their bill that nothing is being addressed. So it's very important that we review these mechanisms and introduce new ones to ensure that complaints are dealt with expediently so that residents feel that they have a city that cares for them, which is exactly what Mayor Mashaba wants to do.
Tony, the mayor also announced today that the tenders in Joburg will soon be transparent and open to public scrutiny. Can you elaborate on that?
Yes. This is very important, and it's extremely concerning that 22 years into our democracy, the city of Joburg had still, over this period, kept these tender adjudication committee meetings closed from the public. What were they trying to hide? At the end of the day, these are large contracts that are being tendered out to companies. But that money that's being used is not government's money. You know, historically in our country, we are seeing that people in government almost assume that they own that money. That money is the people's money. That money is the residents' money, and they have a right to see how the decision-making process is being made when we award tenders to certain companies. The public has a right to know that it's going to the most deserving party, the party that can deliver on whatever contract's been given. And so in the interest of transparency and open and fair government, principles that are emphasized in our constitution, enshrined in our constitution, Mayor Mashaba wants to see that happening. What this requires, Yusuf, is amendments to the current supply chain management policy agreement in our city. Those amendments, the letter went off to the city manager today, and the city manager has been instructed to go about making these amendments. However, those amendments have to go for a vote before council. That vote will be happening on the 29th of October. Now, we believe we cannot see how any party would want to vote against ensuring that these processes are made open to the public. In our view, should anyone vote against those amendments, it's a vote in favor of corruption.
Dramatic change coming to the city of Johannesburg. Tony, thank you very much for chatting to us this afternoon.
Thank you, Yusuf.
Have a good afternoon. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
That is Tony, the spokesperson for Mayor Herman Mashaba, and speaking to us about the developments in terms of paying the money that is owed to the city and also other developments that have come about. It's now 29 minutes to 6 on Your World Today. We're going to go for commercials, and then we have another interview scheduled. And in fact, this time around, we'll give you the details in just a short while as to what issue are we going to be picking up on shortly.